KJAN Sports.
For Check of Sports, good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball action last night, Atlantic opened up their season at home in Hawkeye 10 conference play with a 3-1 loss to Glenwood. Rams winning 25-17, 25-6. Atlantic took the third game, 25-22. Glenwood closed out the match with a 25-10 win in the fourth game last night. Creston beat Norwalk 3-0. It was Audubon over Guthrie Center, 3-1. Clark, 2-0 over Lennox. East Mills topping Sydney, 2-1. Essex beat South Page, 3-1. I-35 over Lennox, 2-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's took three straight from Nottoway Valley. Peyton Sherdan downing Orient Maxburg, 3-0. Prairie Valley beat West Central Valley, 2-0. River Valley over Logan Magnolia, 2-1. Southwest Valley beat Central Decatur in three straight. Underwood took two in a row from East Mills. West Monona beat Logan Magnolia 2-1. And Winterset, a 2-game sweep over Lennox in girls volleyball last night. In high school cross country last night, Logan Magnolia Cross Country Invitational saw Megan Deist of Audubon capture the girls' title. She ran 15 minutes, 57.42 seconds. That was about 20 seconds better than her closest opponent, J.C. Martin of St. Albert, who finished second. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center was third. Hannah Dugdale of Missouri Valley placing fourth, while Robbie Fanslau placing fifth. She's from Underwood. In the team competition, St. Albert won the team title with 68 points. Tri-Center also had 68 points. St. Albert wins on the tiebreaker. Underwood placed third with 71 points in the girls' team competition. Audubon was fourth with 80. Denison with 111 points, placing fifth in that meet last night. On the boys' side at Logan Magnolia, it was Boyer Valley's Jake Weber winning the individual title. He ran 17 minutes, 13.01 seconds. That was 21 seconds faster than Joseph Rogers of Denison, who placed second. Max Ross of St. Albert was third. Chase Bonsall of Boyer Valley placing fourth. And Gus Dahl of St. Albert placing fifth in that meet last night individually. Team competition saw St. Albert win the team title with 37 points. Boyer Valley the runner-up with 56. 60 points for Denison for third place. Tri-Center with 115 placing fourth. Logan Magnolia was fifth with a 169 total. Also, AHST placed sixth in that meet. Maple Valley was seventh. Missouri Valley eighth. IKM Manning, West Monona, Underwood, and Audubon round out the rest of the teams on the boys' side last night. Well, Iowa lost again last weekend to Mack School Northern Illinois, its seventh straight loss dating back to 2012 and first in an opener in 13 years. But don't mistake a loss for lost confidence. The Hawkeyes showed signs that the misery of last season could eventually be a thing of the past, even in defeat. New starting quarterback Jake Rudock played well. The running game showed signs of progress, and Iowa's defense appears to be in decent shape heading into Saturday's game with FCS school Missouri State. Coach Kirk Farron says he saw a lot of good things from both the offense and the defense. We'll have that Missouri State-Iowa game Saturday for you live here on KJAN. Early game, we're on the air at 9 o'clock with the pregame. 11:05 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Well, four former NFL players have sued the league and its helmet maker, claiming they hid information about the dangers of brain injury. The ex-players, Jimmy Williams, Rich Mouty, Jimmy Keyes, and Nolan Franz, filed the federal lawsuit in New Orleans on Sunday, and they're seeking medical care for past, current, and future NFL players. The NFL last week tentatively agreed to pay $765 million to past players with health problems that can be caused by concussions. Helmet maker Riddell was not part of that settlement. Denver All-Pro linebacker Von Miller is among 20 NFL players suspended for the beginning of the NFL season. Miller will be out 6 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Among the games he'll miss will be Thursday night's opener against Super Bowl champ Baltimore. Ravens defensive back Asa Jackson and Cincinnati defensive end DeQuinn Evans have been suspended 8 games under the performance-enhancing drugs policy. None of the 20 players has been suspended for violating the personal conduct policy, although Jets running back Mike Goodson was arrested in New Jersey in May on drugs and weapons charges. He'll miss 4 games for substance abuse. His case went to a grand jury. The Kansas City Chiefs placed rookie safety Sanders Cummings on injured reserve and signed Bradley McDougal to replace him on the roster heading into Sunday's opener at Jacksonville. Cummings missed nearly all of training camp after breaking his left collarbone. The fifth-round pick from Georgia was put on IR with a designation to return, meaning that he could return to the active roster at any time during the season. McDougal made it through final cuts as an undrafted free agent out of Kansas City, only to be waived Sunday when the Chiefs claimed 7 other players off of waivers. The Chiefs also signed offensive guard Rashawn Johnson to the practice squad yesterday. He takes the place of Rokivius Watkins, who's serving a 1-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Houston Texans linebacker Brian Cushing has signed an extension, a six-year contract extension, reportedly worth more than $55 million. Cushing was in the last year of the deal he signed as a rookie in 2009. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has named Isaac Redman as Pittsburgh's starting running back for the season opener Sunday against Tennessee. He becomes the featured back despite missing most of the preseason with a neck injury. In baseball, Speedy Billy Hamilton got his first Major League steal Tuesday night and came around on Todd Frazier's double in the seventh inning, sending the Cincinnati Reds to a 1-0 win, their second straight over the St. Louis Cardinals. Hamilton set a professional record, swiping 155 bases in the minor leagues last year. He got an ovation when he made his big league debut as a pinch runner for Ryan Ludwig, who led off the seventh with a single against Seth Maness. After Maness threw the first three times, Hamilton took off and beat catcher Yadier Molina's off-target throw. He scored easily on Frazier's hit to get congratulatory slaps in the dugout for the game-winning run. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh is now two games up on the Cardinals after a 4-3 win over Milwaukee last night. Miami beat Chicago 6-2, L.A. over Colorado 7-4, San Diego beat San Francisco 3-2, Atlanta 3-1 over the Mets, and Washington beat Philadelphia 9-6. In the American League, Salvador Perez drove in Mike Moustakas with two outs in the eighth inning as the Kansas City Royals survived after blowing a three-run lead to beat the Seattle Mariners 4-3. Billy Butler had just grounded into a double play against Seattle reliever Yorvis Medina when Moustakas legged out a double to center in the eighth. Perez followed with a single to left, and Moustakas had just enough time for a head-first slide ahead of the throw home. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland beat Baltimore 4-3, New York over Chicago 6-4, Boston 2-1 over Detroit, Minnesota in 12 innings, 9-6 winners over Houston, Tampa Bay beat LA 7-1, Texas over Oakland 5-1. In interleague play, Toronto beat Arizona 10-4. The St. Louis Cardinals called up six more players from the minors on Tuesday, including right-hander Michael Wacha, to start the second game of their series against the Cincinnati Reds. Wacha pitched four scoreless innings of relief against the Reds last week in St. Louis before heading back to the minors. He was called up from AA Springfield to make his fifth career start at Great American Ballpark. The Cardinals also called up left-hander Tyler Lyons and right-hander Carlos Martinez from Springfield. Infielders Ryan Jackson and Brock Peterson were called up from AAA Memphis. Peterson led the Pacific Coast League with 25 homers. Catcher Audrey Perez was promoted from Memphis and added to the 40-man roster. The Kansas City Royals have made a series of roster moves, bolstering their bullpen and overall depth as they play for their first playoff appearance in nearly 30 years. The Royals, who began Tuesday 4.5 games out of the final wildcard spot, recalled pitchers Wade Davis and Lewis Coleman from Class A Wilmington, where they were optioned last week. They also recalled left-hander Donnie Joseph and infielder Johnny Giovitella from AAA Omaha, and they purchased the contracts of infielders Pedro Sirocco and Carlos Pena from the Storm Chasers. Kansas City cleared the necessary roster space by designating for assignment outfielder Edinson Rincon, who was at AA Northwest Arkansas. Left-hander Noel Arguelles was recalled from the same club and put on the 60-day disabled list. The Pittsburgh Pirates have activated All-Star closer Jason Grilley. He'd been on the disabled list since straining his right flexor tendon during a win over Washington on July 22nd, trying to bolster their bullpen for the stretch run. Things couldn't have been easier for Serena Williams at the U.S. Open Tuesday. The top-seeded Williams dismantled her opponent in straight sets 6-love and 6-love to reach the women's semifinals. Next up for Williams is fifth-seeded Li Na, who was a three-set winner yesterday. Second-seed Victoria Azarenka is through to the women's quarterfinals after she beat number 13 Anna Ivanovic in their weather-postponed fourth-round match. On the men's side, Leighton Hewitt's surprising run is over. The 32-year-old former champ was 2 points away from advancing to the quarterfinals at the Open for the first time since 2006 until 21st seed Mikhail Yuzhny took the final five games in posting the victory. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic won the last 13 games, cruising into the quarters with a straight sets win over his opponent. Third seed and defending champ Andy Murray was tested before he reached the quarterfinals for the third straight year as he won a four-setter. Murray's next opponent is number 9 Stanislas Wawrinka, who pulled off a mild upset beating number 5 Tomas Berdych in four games. And an upbeat Tony Stewart says he views his broken right leg as just a small bump in the road and believes he's on pace to return to racing in time for next year's Daytona 500. The three-time NASCAR champion made his first appearance Tuesday since his August 5th injury in a sprint car crash in Iowa. He underwent two surgeries on a broken tibia and fibula and has been homebound for almost a month. Stewart used a wheelchair to get around Stewart Haas Racing before sliding into a chair on the stage for his news conference. It's the first significant injury for the 42-year-old owner-driver of SHR, who saw his streak of 521 consecutive starts come to an end with that injury. That's Jack Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.